You are listening to Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Scott. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer who has been supporting those on a spiritual journey for over a decade. I'm your tour guide into the world of the unknown, showing you that the magic of the universe is at your fingertips. I believe spirituality is simple and fun, and this podcast will make it easily accessible, giving you the real talk on all things divine and spiritual, helping you to step into the flow, manifesting your dreams because we all deserve to be living our best life. Are you ready for an adventure? Hey there, Chanel here from the Heart and Soul with your weekly channeled message for April 21st through the 27th, 2025. Things are moving and shaking and the energy is shifting and it feels big. Just a reminder, if you are listening on the podcast today, thank you for listening here. This will drop every Monday and a new episode will drop every Thursday. As well, this month we've got Past Life Regression on Wednesday, April 30th, Ramadan Reading on Tuesday, May 6th, and a Mother's Day Spa Yoga and Sound Bath on Saturday, May 10th. Those are the upcoming things. We also have Yoga Nidra, of course. That's May 9th. And there is a few spots, not very many, left for this month's group mediumship. So check out my website. Check out mysticramen.ca for Ramadan reading and dundasyoga.com for spa day. Okay, let's dive into it because the images are coming in strong. As I connect with my spirit guides, I hear the sound of the ocean and I can see the gentle lull of the waves. There's this awareness of movement and slight intensity. It's not like they're big waves like we would go surfing, but they're definitely not like calm, like just the average, you know, shushing into the shore. But it has this feeling of swelling. They're like, this is the energy right now. There is this quelling of energy that is kind of building inside of all of us. We can feel this like urge, this push, this expansion that is like driving us in this moment. We have this deep desire for more. And it's interesting because that is a very spiritual, soulful thing, not like material or physical kind of thing. There is this calling that so many people are having of wanting to feel whole, to feel completed, to feel connected. And it seems to be very global, this piece. Now, I'll always caveat with those in a spiritual place, those that are light workers, those that are walking this path, you, because you're listening, right, is in this place. Others are feeling this resistance, this push of like wanting to stay in this comfort zone, yet at the same time, this recognition of how it doesn't feel good. There is no alignment here. And there's just this puttering along where we're just moving through the day-to-day actions, but we're not present because we don't want to be in it. We just are tired of feeling the way that we've been feeling. And yet at the same time, there isn't this recognition of the resistance that we have to making the change and the shift. Oh, sorry. Sometimes things come in very physically for me, and there is this piece of like feeling torn between two worlds. There are those that are walking the path and wanting to make the difference and just can't see it. But then on the other side of that, the reflection is those that it's so blatantly obvious but refuse to do the work. And it is this like contradictory thing that is happening right now energetically. The reality is those on the spiritual path will feel this resistance as well, but the resistance is us pushing up against instead of flowing with. I'll use the word surrender because I love that word. It doesn't mean give up. Surrender means being to stop fighting. To stop fighting. And it's the fight that gets us in trouble. It is the pushing and the manipulating and the trying to control things that creates the block. When we stop resisting, we see the way to go. And this is on both sides of the fence. We have to be in acceptance of what we are being shown. And those that aren't walking the path, they don't want to accept it. That's not the answers that they want. They want a different way. They want to be able to stay in the place that they are and it just get better. And that's never going to happen. So to really step into our path, we have to be accepting of the resistance we have to what is next. We have to be accepting of the discomfort that it takes to change and the discomfort of going back and forth until we fully step into that new way, because we can't have a foot in both worlds or lives, however you want to put it. This week will test you. It is going to push you to your limits of asking yourself what you truly want. Are you in alignment with what is happening, or are you resisting all of the way? It's like we have this pivot point again of like the energy is like so intensified, like it's full stop. From here on forward, what is your choice? Like we're being given an ultimatum. That just feels like to me, but I'm sure it feels that way to a lot of people. I just want to see what else my spirit guides have to say. They're really clear to be focused on what it is that you want. The clarity of direction, of purpose, of feeling, like what is it that you want? And when we're really clear, the universe will allow it to unfold. But you have to be willing to do the work. The soul work that is always so good in the end. We need to stop pushing against the resistance and instead allow the resistance to show us exactly what it needs to show us. There is no time for ignoring or numbing or avoiding. There is just full in it. Feel it. Be present in it. Own it. And then move with so much ease and grace through the path of least resistance, because the universe is showing you the way. It always has. It always will. But it is your choice whether or not you follow. Thank you for being here and listening. This is the first week that this is on the podcast, so thank you to those of you that are listening over here. New podcast episodes will now drop on Thursdays instead of Mondays. So Mondays I will drop this. Thursdays I will drop a new podcast episode. That is the shift for the moment. Also coming up this month, as I mentioned at the beginning, Past Life Regression is on Wednesday, April 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Zoom. It is a group past life regression. It's $25. Register through my website. As well, for that first week of May, I have Ramana and a Reading on May 6th, and they're on a Tuesday. I'm teaching yoga on Thursdays for the month of May and part of June. It was a covering switch thing. So I am helping out by moving to Thursdays just for that 6 or 8 weeks. So you can find me at Dundas Yoga and Fitness for Soul Flow at 6 p.m. on Thursdays. The Ramana Reading, like I said, is Tuesday, May 6th. Kalsoy Night, my favorite of all the favorites at Mystic. If you are interested, you can sign up at mysticramen.ca on their events tab. Pick your ramen combo and then watch your email for a link to book your session time. And then a Mother's Day, not Mother's Day, a Mother's Day, as in take a day of rest and relaxation and time for you. So that is Saturday, May 10th at Dundas Yoga and Fitness. From 1 to 2:30 p.m., there is spa yoga and a sound bath. It is all about healing and energy and the chakras and self-care and resting and nurturing and all those beautiful things. Lots of space still left if you would like to join us. It does include a little gift bag that you can register at dundasyoga.com. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for being here on this crazy, amazing, incredible journey and the shifts and changes as I'm making them. There will be more. It all in a good way. There's things coming down the pipeline. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of my journey and allowing me to be your spiritual tour guide from my heart and soul to yours. Until the next time, my friends.